It's Marketplace Tech for Monday, November 5th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. A moment of reflection for you amid the election coverage and the post-hurricane coverage. One of the most influential musicians of the last 40 years thinks music can be too one way. Usually artists create it, and your job is to listen to it over and over. Brian Eno, who's worked with David Byrne, U2, David Bowie, has just released an iPad app called Scape, full of the building blocks of his music that listeners assemble into their own custom compositions. I spoke with Eno from London about what he's calling generative music.
If you think of what composing used to mean, it used to mean something sort of architectural. So a composer was somebody who designed a piece of music in all of its details and then somehow brought that into existence. So, for instance, Beethoven wrote every note of every one of his symphonies, and Frank Lloyd Wright designed every doorknob of every one of his buildings, sort of thing. What I've been doing with generative music is making systems, in the case we're talking about in particular, an app which generates music. The way it generates, it is somewhat under your control, somewhat under my control, and in some part out of either of our control. That's a move from the picture of the composer as a kind of architect to the picture of the composer as a sort of gardener. So you now think of the composer as somebody who plants some seeds and then watches them grow.
How would you describe my role? I mean, we used to call a guy like me the listener, the audience, but left to my own devices, trust me, music does not flow, but now I have a role in your music. So what am I, a collaborator of some sort?
In some way, I think you are, yes. But think of a gardening analogy again. If you have a garden and you come to my nursery center and you buy sets of seeds from me, they might even be hybrids that I've created myself in the garden center, but then you go and plant them, you position them. So in a sense, you're more than a collaborator. You are using my inputs to make your piece, whatever that is.
Well, I actually have just started Scape, the app, on my iPad, and I'm presented with a bit of a blank slate, but there are some mood colors on the side. So I'm going to, I guess, click on one and see what happens. It generates a palette of obscure shapes that look a bit like the letter C and the letter E. So I'm going to press one that looks like a letter E turned on its side and drag it in.
Okay.
And so...
Okay, so it makes a noise, right? It made a noise.
It started to make a noise.
A lot of the individual sound elements have rules attached to them, like only play if two other things are playing. The rules are very complicated and they all interact with one another, so once it starts going, you don't really quite know what's going on. It's very intricately interwoven.
Brian Eno, along with composer-inventor Peter Chilvers, created the app called Scape, and Eno has a new album called Lux, which lands a week from tomorrow. Eno also talked about the need for curators to help us find the best stuff online. You can find that as part of the extended play version of our conversation at marketplacetech.org. Plus, there's a link to Twitter's social engagement map. It starts with tweets put out by the presidential candidates and tracks state by state and by campaign issue if people are excited enough to reply or forward the tweets to their friends and followers. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.